And now we have a selection of letters from the evening news. As you might expect, not a lot happening over the holiday period, but here are four that caught our eye.
The proposed development at the Postwick Hub concerns David Freeman of Thorpe St Andrew, who writes, "With the mass destruction of our countryside, we don't need any more restaurants, petrol stations or pubs, as these are already on the business park. What is needed are shrubs and trees to add colour. We have already lost great pieces of our countryside."
The redevelopment of Anglia Square has prompted Norwich reader Joan Aubrey to recall memories of a different time. She writes, "Anglia Square was not even a dark cloud on the horizon when I came to live in Botolph Street in 1952. It was a busy, narrow road of medieval origin, a wealth of interesting old buildings, houses and shops. My husband and I ran the St. Augustine's Lending Library with combined confectionery and toy and car shop. Next door was a men's outfitters, a bakery, a butcher, on the corner of Public House, and in Duke Street, another butcher. Continuing towards Magdalen Street, there was a cycle repair shop, two public houses, and another confectioner. Opposite our shop was Valori's Fishmonger, also a tobacconist, a tailor, and at the junction with Magdalen Street, there was Frank Price's department store selling clothing, haberdashery, and furniture. Here stood a splendid building, a bank, the demolition of which still causes recrimination today. Where Botolph Street joined St. Augustine's, there was an ironmonger, hairdresser, fruit and vegetable store, another bakery, butcher and fishmonger, a cafe, and Coleman and de Carl, the chemist and optician. At the end of our garden on warm days, with their windows open, we could hear the girls in Edward's Shoe Factory singing along to Music While You Work on the BBC. In 1964, everyone received notice to quit as the area was to be the site of the new stationery office. We had to vacate the premises at very short notice just before Christmas, receiving no compensation as we were just tenants. Many of the old buildings in this more enlightened age would have been preserved for their historical value. So I'll not be sorry to see the demolition of the stationery office monolith and its unsightly neighbours, and trust that future buildings will be more in keeping with the historical value of the area.
There's much speculation at the moment concerning the future of Alex Neil at Norwich City Football Club. A poll taken this week suggests the majority of fans would like him replaced, but Mervyn Lambert of Bressingham takes a different view. He writes, "Alex Neil has come under a lot of pressure lately because of poor results, with some fans calling for him to be replaced, but I feel that although his recent record has not been good, he should be given enough time to turn things round. For all football managers have bad spells, and I am old enough to remember some years ago a bright young manager coming down from the Scottish League and also hitting a bad run of results, and his position was probably only saved by a late goal from super sub Mark Robbins. The rest is history, for that young Scotsman ended up a Knight of the Realm, and was his first name not Alex also? So let's get behind our manager and give him a chance. For chanting, 'You don't know what you're doing,' during a match when he makes a substitution does not help him or our team. I feel certain supporters hounded out a good manager in Chris Hughton, who is currently doing well at Brighton, and we should be careful what we wish for, because chopping and changing managers has never brought success."
But with a string of poor results continuing from the Canaries, supporter Al Garve Canary seems much more laid back in his response. By email he writes, "A couple of weeks ago this result would have put me in a bad-tempered, angry grump. But things have changed. Yesterday I just shrugged my shoulders in resignation, changed the TV over to some rubbish Christmas film and poured myself a glass of wine. This is the stage beyond anger and frustration, just resigned apathy." And with that, we end the letters for this week. More next time.